get up.
Welcome to the Main Roar in the Room Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got to get up.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mainie, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
All right, joining the MRL Morning Show is the one, the only, number 12, Ryan Blaney.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the air.
Ryan Blaney, by the way, no stranger to radio, has his own podcast, and I've listened to it.
Is it good?
We might be in danger of our jobs.
I don't know about that. I could never replace you guys. But, yeah, that podcast is fun, man. We started that last year, and it honestly surprised me how well it did. You know, the reaction to the fans and how people come up to me at the racetrack all the time and say they enjoy it. And that makes me feel pretty good because we just talk, you know, nonsense. We talk racing to just random things we see throughout the week. And I think the main thing for wanting that podcast to do well was we have a decent amount of drivers on there. We've had our fair share of musicians and athletes, but, you know, drivers in NASCAR we've had on. It's just a show to make them feel comfortable and not feel like an everyday interview at the racetrack or things like that. They can just come and just hang out.
That's so cool. Ryan, when can we get on a Glass Case of Emotions?
Yeah, how come we haven't been?
Well, I figured that since now I'm on your show, you got to come on mine. It's a trade-off.
There you go. I'm assuming you're a big Will Ferrell fan. Glass Case of Emotions.
Yeah, that's what it was named after.
Okay.
Wait, hold on. I don't get it.
I'm in a glass case of emotions. Well, isn't that from Anchorman?
It was Anchorman.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Now I got it.
Listen, I have a question. It's about NASCAR, and I'm sure it's just because of my ignorance. And I got to know, you're out there for, I mean, we've got the Coca-Cola 600. I mean, you're out there for a long time driving. What happens if you have to use a restroom?
You know, that is the most asked question I get.
Right.
And whenever someone comes to me like, hey, I have a question about NASCAR, I said, do you want to know what we have to do when we go to the bathroom?
I do.
Like, yeah, how'd you know? Like, because I'm psychic. The 600 this weekend, it is the longest race that we run. 600 miles that's a long time inside the race car. And there's kind of two things that go on. You go right before you get in the car. You hydrate up all week, all day, and you go right before you get in the car. But also, you know, you're hydrating while you're racing as well, but you sweat it out. You know, I'll lose 5 pounds a race just by sweating. And so
lucky.
All that stuff just kind of just comes out of you.
Well, why do you, how hot does it get in those cars?
You know, it depends. We get into the summer months here, it's going to get warm. And, you know, it can get up to 125, 130 in the race car sometimes I've seen. And, that's it feels every bit of that, too.
Ryan, why are you coming into the pit? I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Number one or number two? We're kind of in a race right now.
Well, if I'm coming in, it's number two.
It's number two, y'all. It's number two. It's going to be, we're just going to cash out of this race.
We're going to get you an adult diaper for the next one.
Yeah, I don't wish that on my worst enemy to have to do that in the middle of the race. That'd be rough.
The Coca-Cola 600 is this Sunday, 6 p.m. On Fox. We actually have a pair of tickets we're going to give away coming up here in just a little bit.
Good.
Also, Ryan, big news this year in racing, you guys. Ryan Blaney cut his hair.
The biggest news. Yeah, the biggest news story. I got rid of it, but it's coming back. It's coming back pretty strong. You never know. The fans have been lobbying for me to keep it going, so I might just have to do that.
All right, maybe bringing it back. So Saturday night, you will be on NBC's hit show Taken. Will we see the long hair or the short hair?
Long hair and beard. Actually, I shouldn't even say beard. It's like a
scruff.
I can't grow a beard. I can't grow a beard. Yeah. It's as good as I can do. How about that? The long hair and beard will be on Taken. That was really fun to do. You know, we shot that up in Canada, up by the Toronto area, in the wintertime. And it was like -2 degrees Celsius. That's what they go off of there.
Yeah.
And but I don't care. It was like 20 degrees Fahrenheit, but it was still freezing. And we shot at night. So we shoot from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. for 2 days. And it was snowing and the ground was wet, and they had me lay in this puddle. I'm like, this isn't for me. I'd much rather be in a hot race car than laying, freezing in this puddle working for 12 hours. But that was super cool. They were really great to me. Hopefully everyone tunes in. I've seen a little bit of the episode, and I thought it turned out pretty cool. There's a lot of action, you know, a lot of there's some car chases, a lot of gunfire, and it was really cool to do.
Ryan, what about like reality TV? Like, can we get you on The Bachelor?
No, I'm not a big reality TV fan.
But you are a bachelor.
No, I don't know about that.
Really?
I'm just single. I'm not a bachelor. I'm just single.
So listen, last week we were rooting for AD. This week we're pulling for Blaney.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Let's
in
do
the
it.
600.
Yeah.
Dude, good luck to you, man.
Should be great. Yeah, it's one of the coolest races. I mean, it's one of the most historic races NASCAR has.
No doubt.
Memorial Day weekend, you know, it's really cool. We have a lot of every single car honors a fallen military member. And
it's
great to have that memory and then to meet the service members that were there and meet their families. It's a very, very cool time. So hopefully people come out and really hope you enjoy it. And we'll wind up Victory Lane, hopefully. That'd be nice. That'd be a heck of a party afterwards. So we'll see if we can make that happen.
Absolutely, bud. Well, we can't wait to watch you. And when you win, we can't wait to get invited to your after party. And
good point.
Yeah,
we're that in there. Yeah.
Over there.
We're your lucky charm.
Yeah, man.
Remember, when you get into that car, think about MRO.
All right, will do.
Well, if you win, Roy will take all the credit.
Yeah. Ryan, come in and visit us one morning when you're not on the road. Swing by the studio, okay?
Yeah.
We'll have you on. I already have a segment in my head. We'll say, blame it on Blaney.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, love
no,
advice
no, he's
going to
steal the idea and do it on his podcast now. Why'd
copyright,
you tell him?
Copyright.
Yeah, all right.
Copyright.
Yeah. All right, bud. Good luck, dude.
Right away. All right, thanks, guys.
Still the Kiss 95.1, home of Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren.
So we got tickets to the 600.
Whoop, whoop.
How cool is that?
Wait, I thought you meant we have tickets to the 600. Tickets to give away to
give
the 600.
To give away, yes. Very good point.
You have broken the dress code for NASCAR and cannot go to another race.
Really? Am I never invited back?
We don't broke that news on Tuesday, by the way. If you never heard that story, go check it out on the podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app. No, but Ryan Blaney, his car number is 12. So why don't we take car 12 right now? You get a pair of tickets to go to the 600 on Sunday.
704-570-9595, call number 12. You get these tickets.
And thanks to Ryan Blaney for joining us.